Well, we knew it was going to be a tough week with a couple really tough road trips. Didn't go Northwestern's way as they go 0-2. Let's talk about it.
You are Locked On Northwestern, your daily podcast on the Northwestern Wildcats, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, everybody, and welcome in. This is Locked On Northwestern, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every day. We really appreciate it. We're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find us. We're also on YouTube. Just search Locked On Northwestern. You can find us there. Wherever you're listening, make sure you're subscribed and you turn on notifications. You don't want to miss an episode as we continue to talk about this Northwestern basketball team and the magical run that they've been on this year. And then, spring practice isn't too far away. We'll talk about that as well. I'm your host, Carter Bird, and let's dive into this because, man, we were riding really high there for a while, really, really high. A lot of momentum. You had a 5-game winning streak, including 2 ranked wins in a row. Well, I guess 4 ranked wins in a row when you look at the last 4 tries. Coming into this week, things were great. Got all the way up to number 21 in the AP poll. And then it was a week that, kind of just bums you out. Because 2 really difficult games, and let's not downplay that, going to Illinois and to Maryland. Those are difficult places to play for sure. You dropped that game against Illinois. You're 20-8 coming into yesterday, still ranked 21st. Probably need a win to keep that in the AP poll. 11-6 in the Big Ten, solo second in the league. You're still in a great spot. We're in a great spot coming in. You're coming off that tough 66-62 loss at Illinois, where you were dominant in the first half. You had a 37-19 lead in that game. Illinois caught fire in the second half. They hit a bunch of threes. They shot right around 50%. Northwestern went cold. And Illinois chipped away. Boo Booey carried the team for the first 30 minutes of game time. He had like 35 points. And then he just ran out of gas because he could only keep scoring at that rate for so long. And no one else really stepped up. Brooks Barnheiser a little bit. He gave you a solid outing. But nobody else. It was really disappointing. And because nobody else stepped up and Boo was just, he was running on empty, you had an Illinois team put forth a really great second half. And they come back and got a 66-62 win. And then when you look at Sunday in that first half, the fourth straight game, you started well in the first half. You were 16 of 27 from the field, 59.3%, 4 of 10 from 3, 40% there. Only got to the line 3 times in the first half, but you hit all 3 of them. You actually out-rebound Maryland. Maryland only had 9 boards in the first half. You went and got 13. And when you look at Northwestern's, the point scorers in that first half, everybody was involved. I mean, Martinelli had a bucket. Verhoeven had a bucket. Ty Berry had 3 free throws. He had a slower start in the game. Robbie Barron goes 2 for 3 in the first half for 4 points. Matthew Nicholson, he goes 3 of 4 in the first half for 6 points. Brooks Barnheiser goes 2 of 2, 1 of 1 from 3 for 5 points. Boo Booey, a little bit slower, 1 of 4, 1 of 3 from the field, 3 points, but did get you 7 assists. But Chase Audiz was your guy. Jason Deej, after being in a little bit of a slump here over the last few games, he bounces back with a great first half performance. He gives you 14 points on 6 of 9 shooting, 2 of 3 from three. Nicholson gives you 4 boards as well. And when you look at Maryland, or well, when you talk about Northwestern, I was really happy with the way the offense ran. I thought Northwestern got really good looks. I thought that the ball movement was great, as evidenced by the 7 assists by Boo Booey. I mean, you just see, you saw movement, you saw open looks, even the misses. I thought there were great opportunities for Northwestern. I was really happy with the way that Northwestern shot the ball in the first half, the way they ran the offense, the flow of everything. Maryland, on the other side, they were just as hot, if not hotter, because they go 16 of 26. So they hit the same amount of field goals on one fewer shot attempt for 61.5%. They go 8 of 11 from 3 and 1 of 2 at the free throw line. You had Young. He dropped, I believe, 16 points, Jameer Young did, in that first half. They had six guys score all their points. Reese, he had 6 points. Carey had 7 points. Hart had 5 points. Scott had 4 points. Martinez had 3 points as he hit his only three in that first half. So did Hart as well. They had 10 assists. And honestly, when you watched their half, I thought they hit a lot more contested shots. Like, I thought some of them were some really difficult shots that fell, some contested threes that fell. And this is a good team in Maryland that was definitely clicking on all cylinders in this matchup. But I was sitting there when halftime approached, and I was like, there's no way that this Maryland team can keep this up, right? I mean, they're hitting contested shots. They're 8 of 11 from 3. I mean, it was, to me, unsustainable. And in that first half, you see the fact that they were able to just be so much better from 3, and that was the difference. They hit the 3-pointer to end the first half to put themselves up 41-39. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, man, it felt like Northwestern played well enough to have the lead in that half. And it just felt like Maryland hit a bunch of difficult shots. And you know what? You kind of have to just tip your cap to them and try to move forward. And I think that's kind of what my mindset was during halftime. And we're going to talk about the second half and the game as a whole here in just 1 second. But first, we got to talk about our friends at Built Bar. Are you looking for a delicious treat but don't want all the fat and calories? Then you got to try a Built Bar. We just got through the holidays, and I know my goal is to eat a little bit healthier this year. If you're like me and you want to eat healthier but don't want to compromise taste, then, man, I've got just the thing for you. You got to try Built. With Built, healthy is actually tasty. Seriously, they're so delicious that you won't think they're actually good for you. They're perfect for your New Year's resolution. What makes Built Bars so good? Well, for starters, they're covered in 100% real chocolate. That's right, real chocolate. And they come in unbelievable flavors like churro, peanut butter brownie, and coconut almond. I'm not sure how Built does it, but these bars taste like a candy bar while maintaining amazing macros. And what's even better is that they're healthy. Only 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, with a whopping 17 grams of protein. And now you don't have to wait around to get yourself a box. For years, we've been talking about getting your Built bars at Built.com. Now you can get them at your local Walmart or Sam's Club. That's right. Head to your nearest Walmart today. Walk to the pharmacy section and grab yourself a box of Built Bars. You can pick up a 4-bar box of cookies and cream, double chocolate, or coconut puffs. If you're close to your Sam's Club, Run in and grab yourself a 13-bar box with our hit flavors, brownie batter and churro. You can thank me later. Just make sure you go out there and find yourself some of these amazing Built bars. Also, thanks again for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every day. Make sure you check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Everything you need to know about college basketball in one place. Let's hear from big name experts, insiders, coaches, and players. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. All right, let's dive into this second half because it was discouraging. I mean, technically, Maryland kind of cools off a little bit. I mean, they go 12 of 26, 46.2%, still pretty good. 6 of 11 from 3, 54.5%, still stupid good. They only shoot 6 free throws, interestingly enough. I don't think I realized that. 66.7% going 4 of 6 at the line. They win the battle on the boards. They out-rebound Northwestern 19-5. They continue to pass the ball well. 7 assists to Northwestern's 2. Nobody jumps out as like just a crazy scorer, but you get 6 from Carey, 6 from Reese, 7 from Scott, 5 from Hart, 6 from Martinez as he goes 2 of 2, 3 for 3 for the game from 3. And it really was just, I mean, you can't overcome the way that they shot in this game because you look at Northwestern and it didn't go well in the second half. 8 of 26, 30.8%, 1 of 9 from 3 with Ty Berry hitting that only 3 of the second half. 3 of 4 at the line, 75%. Boo Booey, very slow second half. 0 for 5 from the field, 0 for 2 from 3, 1 of 2 at the free throw line. 1 point, 1 rebound, 1 assist, did not have any turnovers. I mean, you look up and down the lineup, really, your leading scorer is Brooks Barnheiser, 6 points, 2 of 5 from the field, 2 of 2 at the line, and 3 boards. Titus Verhoeven gave you a bucket and 2 boards, and Matthew Nicholson was 2 for 2, gave you a couple buckets and 1 rebound. He had a turnover. Martinelli didn't shoot, just got you 1 board. Robbie Barron, 11 minutes, 1 of 4 from the field, 2 points, 0 for 2 from 3, just 2 boards. Ty Berry, 1 of 5 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, 3 points. Did get you 4 boards, which you like. Chase Audige, 2 points, 1 of 3 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3, 1 assist, 3 turnovers. And it really was, it was tough to watch Northwestern cool off. Maryland stays, I'll say they stay warm because it wasn't, they're on fire from 3 still, but they were warm from 2 because they're below 50%, but they're still close-ish. And it just felt like it was a game that kind of snowballed on Northwestern. Anytime Northwestern picked up any momentum, Maryland hits a big 3 and it unravels. And because of that, you saw a Northwestern team get frustrated. And it was really discouraging in that second half. I think you saw Chase Audige get really emotional out there. He started letting his frustration show. He got into it with Boo Booey. He got into it with multiple players. Matthew Nicholson was having to calm him down at one point. It's not great when one of your 2 leaders is that visibly frustrated and upset. And you see, I mean, he ended up having 3 turnovers. He had 3 of the 5 turnovers in the second half. He didn't shoot well. He didn't get rebounds in that second half. But then again, nobody shot well in that second half for Northwestern besides Nicholson and Verhoeven. But, I mean, it was a game where you're competitive and then you kind of get a little sloppy. You lose flow on the offense. I don't think the ball movement was as good. I don't think the opportunities were as good. A lot more difficult shots, fewer open looks. And I think frustration showed while Maryland just continued to do enough and continued to hit their threes at a crazy rate. I mean, when you look at it for the game, Maryland goes 14 of 22 from 3, 63.6%. They go 28 of 52 from two. So they were 14 of 30 from two, below 50%. But they were 53.8% from the floor, 5 of 8 at the free throw line, 62.5%. And, I mean, you got, what, 5 guys in double figures? Scott, Hart, Reese, Young, and Carey all were in double figures. Martinez had 9 points with his 3-for-3 from 3. Jameer Young, he gave you 18 points to pace the team for Maryland. It was an all-around great effort. On senior night, those seniors showed up. They were ready, and they performed. And combine that with Reese, what he can give you, going 5 of 8 from the floor, 2 of 3 at the line, giving you 10 boards, giving you a double-double. It's tough to beat this Maryland team when they're playing like they did yesterday. Northwestern, you got 10 points from Matthew Nicholson, 5-6 from the field, 5 boards. You got 11 points from Brooks Barnheiser, 4-7 from the field, 1-1 from 3, 2-2 at the line, 4 boards. And Chase Audige goes 7-12, 2-5 from 3, 2 boards, 1 assist, 3 turnovers for 16 points. And that's really all you get, because Boo Booey goes 1-9 from the field, 1-5 from 3, 1-2 at the line, which is just a very uncharacteristic shooting stat line for him at this point. You don't see him miss free throws, be that bad from 3, and be that bad from the field all at once. He has just 4 points, 2 rebounds, 8 assists, 2 turnovers. Ty Berry, 6 points, 1-8 from the field, 1-5 from 3, 3-3 at the free throw line, 6 rebounds. Robbie Barron, 3-7 from the field, 6 points, 0-2 from 3, 2 rebounds. Martinelli didn't shoot in the second half. He was still 1-1 from the field, 2 points, 1 board. Verhoeven, 2-2 from the field, 4 points, 3 boards. You just didn't get enough consistency in that second half. You didn't get enough production out of Boo Booey. He had an off night. That's going to happen. Ty Berry, cold again. You got Robbie Barron, who has a tendency right now to disappear in second halves. And then Chase Audige had a bad second half. Combine all of that, and you just didn't get enough. You were 24 of 53 from the field, 45.3%, 5 of 19 from 3, 26.3%, and 6 of 7 at the free throw line, 85.7%. You add all of that up, and you lose this one, 75-59. It just was not Northwestern's night. And once Maryland started separating, I thought the frustration showed for Northwestern. I don't think they handled it too well. And that's how you end up losing a game that I thought you were really competitive in the first half by 16. Just was not their second half. Credit to Maryland. They played really, really well on senior night. Got an emotional boost for that in front of a great crowd. Got a huge win. And that's a really good Maryland team. Don't want to cut them short at all. But we're going to talk about the takeaways from this game here in just one second. But first, thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen today. For your second listen, check out our brand new podcast, Locked On College Basketball. Experts Isaac Shade and Andy Patton bring you everything you need to know on and off the court. Plus, hear from big-name experts, coaches, and players throughout the college basketball landscape. Locked On College Basketball, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. All right, takeaways from this game. All right, so you're still 20-9. You're 11-7 in the Big Ten right now. You just took 2 tough losses this week on the road against really good teams in the Big Ten. Both are big-time quad one games. You're still tied for second with the Big Ten. You're tied with Indiana, who you had the tiebreaker with, Maryland, who you don't have the tiebreaker with, and Michigan, who you don't have the tiebreaker with. But Michigan's got, I think, Illinois and Indiana next, and they might both be on the road. That's going to be tough for them. Illinois is 1 game back of you, tied with Iowa and Rutgers. You split with Illinois, so you don't have a tiebreaker there. You have a chance to split with Rutgers at the end of the year. You have a chance to, I guess, if you win against Penn State and you win against Rutgers, you can knock Rutgers totally out of it. Iowa, you are behind with them, so you need them to probably, if you win your games, it doesn't matter. But Purdue is two games up. They're probably going to solo win it, but theoretically, if you win two games and they lose two games, you can climb up there and take the one seed in the Big Ten tournament right now. They're sitting at 13-5. This Northwestern team fell down to number 47 in the KenPom, down to number 41 in the net rankings. 7-5 in quad one, 4-4 in quad two. One of those quad one wins dropped to a quad two win this past weekend. 1-0 in quad three, 8-0 in quad four. Next up, you've got Penn State at home on Wednesday. They're number 59 in the net, number 49 in KenPom. And then you're at Rutgers to finish Big Ten play next Sunday. Number 32 in the net, number 31 in KenPom. Interestingly enough, the only updated bracketology I've come across so far is CBS. And CBS, as of, I believe, this morning, has you in the Midwest region as a 5 seed paired up with 12 seed Utah Valley. I think that might mean they moved Northwestern actually up a line despite taking the two close losses. Matched up with Virginia, the 4 seed, and Toledo, the 13 seed. I feel pretty good about that matchup. I'll be honest with you. I don't think much of Virginia in a really weak ACC. And the other side, you've got Houston, the 1 seed, and 16 seed Youngstown State. You have Illinois, the 8 seed, and number 9 seed, Arkansas. I would really love if we're talking about Northwestern to get as far away from Arkansas as possible. That is a team that is going to be a lower seed and they're going to go to the Elite Eight because they're really talented and they're rounding into form. Elsewhere in the Midwest, Rutgers is the 11 seed in this region. Other teams of note, that's really it. I mean, you got Texas A&M meeting in the second round. Could be really, really fun down there at the bottom. Nobody else that this Northwestern team has seen already this year. Arizona, TCU, some good teams, but nobody else of note right there. But yeah, you got to feel pretty good about your tournament seeding. You didn't really drop at all. And, you know, a great opportunity this week to come back home, try to get a win against Penn State, and then a chance to go improve that bubble or that seeding, rather, not bubble. You're not on the bubble at this point in time. Improve that seeding position on the road at Rutgers. So great opportunity this weekend or this week. Coming forward, going to be a lot of fun to talk about it. And that's going to do it for today's episode. Appreciate you tuning in. Thank you for making Locked On Northwestern your first listen every single day. We really appreciate it. We're available wherever you get podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. We're also on YouTube. Just search Locked On Northwestern. You can find us there. Wherever you're listening, make sure you are subscribed and you turn on notifications. You don't want to miss an episode. I'm your host, Carter Bird. You can follow me on social media at CarterBird13. See you next time.